USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan happened faster than he expected. The president also defending his actions in withdrawing troops.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
For the first time ever, federal officials are declaring a water shortage at Lake Mead in the southwest. The Bureau of Reclamation, which oversees river operations, announcing the shortage as the lake level has dropped to 1,068 feet. The declaration means restrictions will be put in place in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. As students head back to school, there are a number of supplies and preparations underway. But while the lists may have grown, the time and money spent shopping doesn't have to. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon for everything they need to get back to school. A one-stop shop offering the widest selection and lowest prices. And did you know? Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients for just $5.99 per month. That's 50% off. In addition to Amazon's everyday low prices, Prime members enjoy unlimited, fast, free delivery, access to exclusive savings, thousands of movies and TV shows with Prime Video, more than 2 million songs ad-free with Amazon Music, and access to more than 1,000 books and magazines with Prime Reading, something that can come in handy as those reading lists ramp up. To learn more or start your 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime discount.
The UN Security Council is assessing the crisis in Afghanistan. Top officials are growing more concerned after the Taliban gained control of the capital city of Kabul. Families on food stamps will be getting a little more help from the federal government.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The situation in Haiti remains grave and uncertain as the death toll continues climbing from a 7.2 earthquake. This while residents anxiously await the arrival of Tropical Depression Grace later today.
My dad and about 100 people are sleeping at a nightclub, under a nightclub, because, you know, there is less concrete and people are scared.
That's North Miami Mayor Felipe Benami. Going a little bit more in depth on the crisis in Afghanistan, the blame game is starting in Washington, D.C.
The debate over what went wrong in Afghanistan has begun, with Republicans pointing to the way that President Biden pulled troops from the country. Congressman Andy Biggs says that after analysis, he expects to find that the administration underestimated the Taliban's capabilities. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News that the disorganized withdrawal could have also demoralized Afghan security forces.
Some of the things that I would say that went wrong is an overestimation of the will of the Afghan fighting force, a failure on the part of this administration to understand the reality of what Taliban might do, and the actual, we'll see whether there was some Chinese influence in there, and I know that's odd to say, but China's already said they're going to recognize the Taliban.
Yep.
So did that weaken the will of the Afghan fighters?
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.